You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The Albion School Board has voted to cover a $1 million budget shortfall by closing the district's high school. The board voted 5-1 last night to make Albion a K-8 district. 9th through 12th graders will likely end up attending school in Marshall. Battle Creek Enquirer reporter Justin Hinckley joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why did these five members of the board who voted for this plan decide that closing the high school was necessary?
Essentially, they really think that closing the high school, making this tough decision, saves them from, in the future, facing the possibility of the entire district closing, like you're seeing in Buena Vista right now. They saw a five-year budget projection last night that just saw the numbers getting worse and worse. And so this is really, for them, the only way that they saw to keep everything from going under.
And then there's one trustee who voted against the move and said that he would resign if the board voted to close the high school. Do we know if he plans to follow through?
We don't know that yet. We do know that he left the board meeting as soon as the vote was tallied on this decision. He was really upset. This is Mitchell Avant, that he basically said that the district should have seen this coming sooner and that there should have been more than just the past couple of months being spent talking about this decision.
And there was one board member, Vivian Davis, who made a comment about the district having a year, in her words, to get our act together. What exactly is she hoping for?
So the district is planning on doing some outreach over the summer, some promotion, some marketing, trying to get all of its K-8 students into the district. And there's some optimism that with this sort of leaner, meaner district that they might be able to improve their bottom line and start trying to bring students back. And the resolution that they passed last night actually says specifically the 2013-14 school year will be spent as a K-8 district. And so she really thought that they might be able to spend just that year starting to turn things around. But again, when you look at those long-term budget projections, I really think they've got more than just 1 year that it'll take to turn things around if they can.
So just so we understand the wording here, the wording of the resolution is just for 2013-14. It doesn't say anything about beyond that.
Yeah, that's what the actual resolution said, that it would operate as a K-8 district for 2013-14.
So obviously this was a pretty important board meeting for Albion Public Schools. I imagine a lot of people showed up last night. And what would you say the general mood of the people who attended the meeting was?
Well, nobody was happy. There was a lot of what I would say anger and sadness, but that was by people on both sides. There were probably an even split of people who said, you know, we have to do this to save prevent the entire district from going under. And then others who said, you know, we are Wildcats and we cannot lose our high school. But both sides just sad, angry that it had come to this, a lot of emotions last night.
So what happens now for these 9th through 12th grade students in Albion?
So the Marshall Public Schools board meets on Monday, and they will probably have to consider Albion's invitation to collaborate and send the high schoolers there. All indications are that Marshall will approve that. And then Albion and Marshall have been working with the state. There may be some money available to do some transition programs, getting professional development for staff in Marshall, doing some things to bring the Marshall and Albion communities together just so that they can get to know each other before school starts next year.
And as your story on last night's board meeting says, these are very different districts in terms of their demographics and the socioeconomic numbers. You've also written about this on your blog, very different racial makeup of these two districts. Are there people in both Albion and Marshall who are concerned about this?
Absolutely. I talked to a mother last night who flatly said during public comment that when she looks at Marshall, she sees no color. And if you look at the numbers over there, Albion is nearly 70% minority. Marshall is just 9% minority. And so there's some real apprehension on the part of Albion parents about what might happen when they send their kids over there. And then if you look at, for example, the first story I wrote, there were some comments on Facebook. There are some people in Marshall who are basically saying, you know, oh, there goes the neighborhood if all these Albion students come over. So When you take two very different communities like this and you try and put them together, I think that there's going to be some challenges, and those are going to have to be addressed over the summer and throughout next school year.
Justin, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Battle Creek Enquirer reporter Justin Hinckley on the decision by the Albion School Board to close the district's high school to cover a budget shortfall. You can find links to the Enquirer's coverage of the Albion School Board at our website, wmuk.org.